WCRI's Festival Series proudly presents highlights from the Gilmore Festival, an international keyboard musical experience that has inspired present and future artists and audiences for over 30 years. Recorded in beautiful concert halls and historic venues in the Kalamazoo, Michigan region, the festival is an immersive and ambitious undertaking, featuring some of the best solo, chamber, jazz, and orchestral performances in the world. The festival has truly made an unparalleled contribution to the artistry, craftsmanship, and development of keyboard music. WCRI's Festival Series is sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has proudly continued the tradition of bringing classical music to our community. Visit newportmusic.org. Now, enjoy the program.
From the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival, a Beethoven concerto and a brand new piece from the festival finale.
It grew because of people's desire to think big and to explore particularly keyboard music from so many different artists from all over the globe.
Every 2 years since 1991, Kalamazoo, Michigan has become the center of the piano world when it hosts the Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. This hour, the 2016 festival's grand finale, young Polish pianist Rafa Plekacz solos in Beethoven's Second Piano Concerto, and legendary French film composer Michel Legrand unveils his brand new piano concerto. I'm Joan Kerr. We're glad you're with us for an hour of great music from the Gilmore. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Bell's Brewery, inspired brewing since 1985 and proud supporter of the arts. Available in more than 30 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. Bellsbeer.com. Every 4 years, the Gilmore recognizes a pianist of exceptional talent and promise with the Gilmore Artist Award. An anonymous advisory committee chooses the winner in a non-competitive selection process. The career support that comes with the award includes a $300,000 cash prize that the recipient is to use to enhance his or her career and musicianship. The 2014 Gilmore artist is Polish pianist Rafał Plekacz. He returned to Kalamazoo for the 2016 festival and renewed his relationship with the Kalamazoo Symphony and its music director, Raymond Harvey. Plekacz is now in his early 30s. Harvey was pleased to see how he has matured since the 2014 festival.
He's a doll to work with, very, very unassuming. It is nice to see a young artist grow into the profession. There's a whole separate aspect of rehearsing and performing that has very little to do with your musical talent. It's what you learn about how to work efficiently, how to make things work with others. And that's what I see as the growth of a young artist.
In the final concert of the 2016 Gilmore Festival, Plekacz soloed in a piece the young Ludwig van Beethoven used to enhance his reputation as a piano virtuoso, his Piano Concerto No. 2. Here's the performance now from Chenery Auditorium in Kalamazoo, pianist Rafał Plekacz with Raymond Harvey conducting the Kalamazoo Symphony.
Thank you. Thank you.
Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major by Ludwig van Beethoven. The pianist was Rafael Blekacz, and Raymond Harvey conducted the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. The performance took place in Chenery Auditorium in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It's from the final concert of the 2016 Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Rafael Blekacz was born in Poland in 1985. In 2014, he was named a Gilmore Artist. The award was first given in 1991. It's sometimes called music's answer to the MacArthur Foundation Genius Grants. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Bell's Brewery, inspired brewing since 1985 and proud supporter of the arts. Available in more than 30 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. Bellsbeer.com. In a moment, a master of song takes on a new challenge. This is the WFMT Radio Network. I'm Joan Kerr with more outstanding music making from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival.
I love music and I love every music. I love the songs because I think a song is a tiny opera about 3.5 minutes.
Michel Legrand does indeed love all kinds of music, from pop to jazz to classical. The multifaceted pianist and composer may be best known for his movie music. Now in his mid-80s, Legrand has written hundreds of film scores, winning Oscars for Yentl and Summer of 42, and another one for his song, The Windmills of Your Mind. For the 2016 Gilmore Festival, he composed a piano concerto. We'll hear the premiere in a few minutes, right after he plays one of his film tunes. This one has become a jazz standard. From a jazz club setting at the Gilmore Festival, this is You Must Believe in Spring. Michel Legrand is at the piano with bassist Tom Knifick and drummer Keith Hall.
Thank you.
magnifique. Bravo.
You Must Believe in Spring, a 1967 French film tune that became a popular standard thanks to Tony Bennett, Bill Evans, and other jazz greats. It was performed there by its composer, Michel Legrand. He was at the piano, and with him were bassist Tom Knifick and drummer Keith Hall. They were recorded at the Williams Theater Jazz Club at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo during the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival. A week later, Legrand was again on stage at the Gilmore for the premiere of his new piano concerto. He says his love for both pop and classical music took hold at an early age.
I started to learn music through the radio. And on the radio, I heard some musicians playing songs. And my love of music comes from the songs. Listening to the radio, playing on the piano that my father forgot to take with him. And finally, going from a teacher to a better teacher, to a higher teacher. And one day, I entered the conservatory in Paris. My life started that day.
One of Legrand's mentors at the Paris Conservatory was the legendary teacher Nadia Boulanger. Now that he's in his 80s, Legrand has decided to concentrate on classical music. The Gilmore Festival premiere of his piano concerto came about thanks to his longtime friend Peter Gistelink, executive director of the Kalamazoo Symphony. The two organizations co-commissioned the piece with funds from local businessman Larry Bell. Legrand considers the concerto an experiment that mixes two tonalities at the same time, and he's proud of the result. From the world premiere performance, this is the finale of Michel Legrand's Concerto for Piano and Orchestra, with Legrand as soloist and Raymond Harvey conducting. Thank you. The final movement of the new piano concerto, written by a composer best known for his Oscar-winning film scores, Michel Legrand. And that was its very first performance during the final concert of the 2016 Gilmour Festival at Chenery Auditorium in Kalamazoo, Michigan. The Gilmour and the Kalamazoo Symphony co-commissioned the concerto. Michel Legrand was the soloist, and Raymond Harvey conducted the Kalamazoo Symphony.
The specialness of having Michel Legrand here cannot be stressed enough. The amount of music this man has composed. In talking with him, he felt that he's maybe only about 50% through with how much music he still has in him. It was taxing for him, I know, to do this concerto, but it was joyous. And to see him in rehearsals and performance, to see that glint in his eye, it was really very special. And we were honored to be sharing the stage with him.
Kalamazoo Symphony Music Director Raymond Harvey. This has been our final program of music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmour International Keyboard Festival. More information about the Gilmour's activities throughout the year can be found at thegilmour.org. Support for the Gilmour Festival radio series comes from Bell's Brewery, inspired brewing since 1985 and proud supporter of the arts. Available in more than 30 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. bellsbeer.com. The producer for the series is Don Lee, with special thanks to Gilmour staff members Maria Schneider and Jacqueline Ross. Music recording was by Michael Schweppe, Brian Heaney, and Doug Decker. Studio engineer is Sylvester Visick. Voice tracks were recorded at Iowa Public Radio, online at iowapublicradio.org. The director of the Gilmour Festival is Dan Gustin, and the executive producer for this broadcast series is Steve Robinson. I'm your host, Joan Kerr. Thanks for listening. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series, sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. For information about the festival or to make a donation, visit newportmusic.org.